Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with East Eddy Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. We're all over the network, so you can check us out. Crazy stuff going on. We're going to do a quick news update, and then we're going to have Peter Slattery, a.k.a. Brother from Another Mother, live from Oz. And he has the East Eddy Jaya Sanctuary in Australia, and he's author of several books. He's a songwriter, does video and film, and he's a contactee extraordinaire. So, but first the news. So, poor Elon, he's getting all these death threats, you know, and Doge is totally on fire with the Democrats and some Republicans demanding they stop uncovering the decadent fraud, exposing the graft, theft, and criminal misappropriations of tax funds. So over 100,000 active government employees, that means still working, are being paid, by the way, and they filed for and are receiving unemployment checks. I mean, that's just one thing. It just goes on and on. There's over 7,000 politically connected NGOs, and they're receiving 90% of the nonprofit money, over $300 billion, and it's all unaccounted for. The American people have a right to know, you know, exactly how that money was spent. And I think we know. And so, and that's not to mention the billions in kickbacks to politicians from the Ukrainian war and renting hotels for orgies and, get this, actual stadiums for parties, sponsoring morally corrupt events globally. So it also turns out the U.S. government, BT, let's call that before Trump, you know, was one of the biggest child and sex traffickers in the business. And many parents have lost their kids unlawfully, you know, due to CPS, Child Protective Services, and they ended up as sex slaves. And so these people need to get reunited. There needs to be a major investigation on that one. There's still over like 350,000 kids. They're still missing, many illegal immigrants. And Democrats are either okay with this or defend known rapists, murderers, drug and sex traffickers, rebranding them as innocent fathers, family men, when the evidence clearly shows the opposite. So my thing is, when is the lamestream media going to ask why? You know, why are you idolizing these people? And what's in it for them? You know, it's a pretty dark answer, but they won't answer that. So anyway, I say keep it up. Soon the highest Democratic held position eventually will be dog catcher. So, you know, even other Dems with half a brain cell and an ounce of morals and integrity are distancing themselves from their own party. And a lot of them are switching parties. But speaking of which, Tulsi Gabbard, who previously unleashed a bombshell about how America was funding terrorists, and that's all coming out, especially the Obama administration followed by Biden, she just uncovered Dr. Fauci through NIH and Echo Village funded the pandemic through Wuhan and Ukrainian weaponized biolabs, you know, and these are heavily involved in the production of adrenochrome, you know, gathered from the blood of terrorized children. Ukraine is missing children, and it's the missing children and sex trafficking capital of the world. So now guess which Dems were heavily invested in these labs, you know, your tax dollars at work. Is this all making sense now? Pretty much the same people that were funding the terrorists. Anyway, let's play that Zelensky video. It's pretty funny. In 1925, Democrats were burning crosses on lawns, and now they're burning Teslas in cities, inspiring riots and making felons heroes. You know, some things never change. This has all been going on since 1925. And When are we going to figure this out? Okay, here's a good one. Transtifa, yes, you heard that right. Transgender Antifa members have taken over Washington State University, chanting, "Kill the police must die." So I wonder how that's going to work out for them under the Trump administration. So I guess you'd be pissed off too if you're lied to and talked into cutting off your balls and mutilating your body. You know, Transtifa might want to deal with the displaced anger and bring that up with the woke counselors, the lawmakers, and Dems, you know, who sponsored all this activity and supported it. And especially those that lied to them on how much better their lives would be if they changed genders. You know, there's whole videos on that, on people that went through the gender change and just how traumatic it was and how their health is failing, and they're a lot of them are suicidal, and it's a mess. So you might want to watch those videos and show those to your kids before they decide to flip the switch on their genders. Anyway, it's trying to break the social engineering spell, you know, the woke-notism. That's my new word. It's like hypnotism, but it's woke-notism. And wake up and get some sound counseling. The Trump administration is planning significant cuts in the CIA. Can't blame them. After all, they did kill Kennedy and assassinated democratically elected leaders globally, sparking endless wars, massive cuts in the FBI as well. They're cleaning out the deep state assets, you know, including those who participated in the Russian hoax, a failed deep state coup, and the Mar-a-Lago raid. You know, so the latest Trump speech says it all. So let's play that Trump speech.
Let me quote the same passage from the Bible I read on Saturday from 1 John chapter 4. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us, all of us. Made complete in us. Imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working toward one people under one God, saluting one flag. It's time to break with the bitter failures of the past and to embrace the new American future.
All right, so let's add one more step on how about a unified planet in, you know, in peace, joining the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. Usher in universal law, med beds, fuelless energy, maybe a little anti-encounter gravity. You know, what if all those stolen billions went to this, you know? And basically that is the plan. So, okay, enough politics. There is 1,100 pounds of space junk about to smash into the Earth, most likely in populated areas between the 9th and the 13th. So you might want to keep an eye on the sky and practice up on your dodgeball. Blue rain is falling in Texas, blue snow in other areas. Even though some chemtrail pilots are being arrested, it seems the problem is much bigger with military involvement. So they're hammering Washington State, other states as well, mainly blue states with massive chemtrails, despite over seven states introducing chemtrail or geoengineering bans. So maybe the massive cut in the compromised military upper staff might put a final end to the chemtrails, bringing a little pride back to the armed forces, honoring their oaths. What a novel idea. We were also paid a visit by three Chinooks, you know, flying at treetop level, causing the house to shake, and livestock to run for cover. You know, not an uncommon event, he said. And here's what one of them looked like. So we, as well as many light workers, have been under heavy attack with multiple sources, seen and unseen. And there is a saying, messiahs die young. The authentic have no voice in a morally and integrally corrupt, socially engineered society. You know, we live in a controlled narrative which is rapidly falling apart. And I talked earlier about my computer was recently hacked, literally destroyed, you know, by a quantum attack. And we're back up and running, but we sure could use some donations on that one. It's getting real expensive to stay on the air and continue to serve the people. I know Peter's having the same experiences. So you can go to eCity.org to make a much appreciated donation to help keep us on the air. There's lots of major winter repairs to get the ranch open as well. We're still recovering as many Trout Lakeans from the deep freeze and the power outages over winter. You know, it's a really bad combination for water pipes. We had to redo everything and put PEX in, which is great now, but it wasn't cheap. Anyway, the latest time folds happening every 5 days now are brought to you by God and the beautiful many servants thereof, and they are wreaking havoc on the dark hearts. Universal law is anchoring in with each time fold, ending tyranny once and for all. So those who are self-serving, engaged in the lust for power and wealth over others at the expense of humanity, the earth, are not frequency specific to the ascension process. And it looks like Elon Musk realized this with his come to Jesus moment. It's pretty well publicized. But this is why you're seeing everything unraveling and being revealed. You know, resistance is futile. No one can stop the Great Awakening, the planetary liberation or ascension. You know, bottom line, God wins. It owns the chessboard. So anyway, on that note, let's bring Peter on. Peter, are you with us?
James, good to be with you as always.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, glad to have you back on the show. I know you've got so much going on over there. All of your videos lately are just mind-blowing. Not just, I saw the little orb on the ground you got, the little light being on the ground, and you've got those massive orbs in the sky and ships and you know, coming in every size, shape, and color, much to the chagrin of the UFO community. And, you know, it's like a broken record, basically just beating this, it's like beating a dead horse. But, you know, it's amazing because, you know, you and I both have the best footage and we have eyewitnesses along with it. We have videos, photographs, and yeah, we've proven that, you know, we have C5 contact, and this has been going on with us about 40 years with you. How many years? About 11 or more?
It's about 15 years now.
Yeah.
About 15 years of documentation anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, the documentation. I know you've had a lot of it all your life, but, I mean, well documented for 15 years. And, you know, it's just – it's I've never seen anything like it, man. I know I've gotten cut out of the UFO community, and I'm fine with that because there's going to be a big wraparound because everything comes back to the source, you know, and we are the source. We're the ones that have the authentic communication, the authentic contact, the authentic footage and videos. So I know some of the masters say everything comes back to a point, and so you be the point. You just hold the space. And they're going to run out of gas, and they're going to come back to us eventually. So anyway, that's what's happening now. I just keep posting, like you are. I just keep posting the footage that we're taking. And it I'm sure it really pisses them off every time we post. You know, we prove we're having contact.
I'm standing on the shoulders of giants like yourself, for starters. And the aspects of this are so vast. Like even recently here, I've got the Chinooks. I've got even special black ops, black helicopters from the Air Force over the property. Only one time has one of the helicopters been on the flight tracker as the Australian military. Every other time they're not on the flight tracker, that they're circling. Up to including one event, we actually had somebody here that was ex-army. And we had the Australian Air Force come over in a Hercules twice with a blue orb that actually goes past the plane, all that on camera as well. So my thing that I've said to people that have come to me from institutes, governments, is that what they're trying to do behind the scenes is what I'm doing in the public eye, just very much like yourself, which many are aware of you as well. And a lot of this can be seen now on the Australian UFO Ranch ? Short film that I've created as well. But when you've got a mission and you've got a purpose to serve the people, to enlighten the people, to inform the people, you go on autopilot and you just do it, which, again, you've been doing for 40 years. And so, you know, it's a journey in and of itself because it's an individual journey, but the people that you meet along the way, like the hero's journey, if people are aware of that, the enemies or what we perceive as enemies on the way, it's never a dull moment, mate.
Yeah. It's amazing that I've never seen anything like it because I mean, they've like subpoenaed me, tried to sue me, tried to shut me up. and everything else. And then 2 weeks later, I get an offer to come on the show, on their show. And I go, are you serious? I go, what, are you guys just out of gas? Are you out of all the gaslighting and the nonsense that you're putting out there? You know, it's like, it's actually crazy. It's a real crazy maker if you let it, but I think they're running out of gas. They've been telling the same story over and over. They don't have anything new. They don't have anything. All they have is are the UFOs real? You know, were they our ancient ancestors? And that's it. I mean, that's all they got. And then they got a couple of whistleblowers coming out now and then that are come out and say, yeah, the government's been lying to us. Well, duh. You know, it's like, you know, how long is that going to go on? But it's like 70 years plus, almost 80 years of a failed disclosure movement. And they keep doing the same thing over and over, you know, expecting a different result, which is, again, a form of insanity, according to Einstein. But it's like, we're right here. We have the contacts. We know who's on the ships. We know them by name. We know their cultures. We know which groups are coming here, all the way up the vibrational continuum. We have all that information, and it's just sitting here, you know, here and with you as well. And these guys are just dancing all around it, doing everything they can to avoid it. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I couldn't even count how many times both yourself and I have told people that are with us what time and direction the crafts are going to appear. Satellite trackers there, and this is repeatable, even to the point that it was blocked off a UFO program. But we're in a situation, as I was speaking to you recently, there's a couple of things with this that are of a concern, and this is people giving power away, even within this community, to figures, whether it's yourself, me, to other names, giving away the power from the perspective of this RV, this reset, these med beds, this situation is going to fix everything. And the situation is, as I've said before, these things are real. A couple of times over 2 weeks ago, I've been visited by a being called Oma from the United Galactic Council. We've spoken about this being before, and it's a reference for a terminology of a group that was organized outside of any federations or councils that was designed to not be corrupt or to be infiltrated, because a lot of things are. And I'm not saying that myself or what even I'm saying now is 100%, because we just don't know unless we know 100% from ground truth. But the situation which the message resonates with me from the experiences is that we need to be sovereign beings standing in our truth at this time as human beings experiencing being human, because for sure I know is that the human race is interfacing with some of these extraterrestrials, and I'm talking about a third dimensional extraterrestrial here, a physical extraterrestrial that hasn't transcended the third dimensional state at this time. And the concern is us keeping our own sovereignty. And I'll give an example. Let's say if we do a deal with somebody, let's say a trade deal, we can rip each other off as earthlings, right? As people of terror. Well, that can also happen in terms of galactically. Sometimes it might not be ill will, but it could be a little bit of let's get one over on them. There's something about us that stepping into this next phase of, we could say, public disclosure, once this comes into play, which could take another, it's a 2050. I'm just throwing a number out there, but I have spoken about 2050 before. We can either have contact where we join together and overnight we have an ascension event unfold, or this can be something that's prolonged and extended out. But the bottom line is that we have to be our own saviors, but first and foremost, put God's source creator first. Not the angels, not the ETs that they're going to fix this situation. And that to me is a very resonating message from them, because there is some concerns on their part, especially going to AI, which we'll talk about in a moment. But I believe you've been getting similar messages over the years as well, in terms of us, you know, keeping God first, but also keeping that sovereignty of the human race.
Yeah, I've always said everybody needs to make their own personal God, creator, great spirit connection, whatever name you want to give it. And then along with that, you're going to experience the beautiful many, you know, the servants thereof, you know, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, the ascended masters, you know, the saints and sages. But when you get into the lower level, you know, in the upper 4D stuff going on, you know, you do have actually lower 4D. You know, you do have satanic, Luciferian, demonic, reptilian, negative grays, you know, things like that all going on. So, again, it's imperative that we make our own personal connection with Creator and not get sidetracked by these low-level contacts. And that's happening intensely in the UFO community. People are connecting with reptilians and grays and things like that, and they're given very disempowering messages, and they're kind of doing the see me, dig me thing, strutting on stage, saying I'm the Messiah, you know, and we know a few of those. And you look at these people's lives, like off the camera, and they're engaged in some pretty dark activity. And so you got to really do your research and, you know, find out. You see them name drop, you know, yeah, I work with the Clintons and the Podestas, and they start name dropping, you know, this my CIA connections are telling me this and that. And you're going, you know, what is God telling you? You know, what is Jesus or Mary or Buddha or Babaji? What are the masters telling you? What are the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders telling you? Who gives a damn what these other entities, you know? Because we've always told people, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And so that's what self-mastery is about, is to maintain your own personal connection with Creator and learn how to heal these unseen negative influences and shield yourself, which is what we teach first and foremost. But I think there is a real danger, like you're saying, of people being hijacked, and they start worshiping people and following people that will say all the right things, but they're not who you think they are. Follow them off stage and see what they do. You'd be shocked if you knew what they do, you know, off the camera.
Well, that's a good segue into something that I'd like to speak about. So I do a lot of spiritual coaching, intuitive readings. And when I'm not doing that, I'm swimming laps, working out, doing yoga and Qigong, as well as just a lot of gardening here at the sanctuary. And it gives you a lot of time to have perspective with that inner dialogue in a very positive manner. But something that's come to light recently from multiple sources coming to me, a handful of people in the last couple of weeks, we've got a scenario. I don't know if we'd call it a rise in people that are interfacing with ChatGPT, I believe it's called, AI.
Mm-hmm.
And they're becoming addicted to it. In some cases, discernment is going out the window after a lot of interactions with it. This isn't one case. This is multiple cases, up to and including, I actually had a couple of articles sent to me, one of them going into the mental health aspect, and as well as people becoming addicted, spending a lot of time on it and actually believing it and now communicating it like with a friend. Mm-hmm. Right, and that is actually, we could say, buttering people up to keep that communication and that friendship going. Now, I'll be the first to say I've used it and interfaced with it on board some of the crafts. The Pleiadians, for an example, have a great balance with it, and a lot of these civilizations, to an extent, do. You also interface with beings like you and I have that are beyond needing any of it, that they're in conscious ships or in their Merkaba, in their mm-hmm. rainbow body, they can interchange. So my thing is to not throw AI out the window, but we're still in the early phases to where the AI that was created by the fallen ones, the fallen Elohim, there's positive Elohim, and I believe we're all Elohim, they created this distortion awareness that goes throughout worlds to use a frequency with reptilian foot soldiers as its fronting, to do the work of deriving energy to feed that IA, which actually keeps this frequency so the lower Elohim don't have to go anywhere but can control and be puppet masters at a certain level, right? Now, the concern here is that what yourself and I have been speaking about now for myself publicly 15 years, for yourself going back 40, is that there would be times to come where these beings would be working in nefarious ways, which they are through technology. And now it seems a lot of people are believing what's coming from this AI through research. I even just did a quick search on my name, and I can tell you now about 80% of the data was completely wrong. So my thing is, when people are using this for contact, they're using it for remote viewing, which I've heard is great to some extent, but it can be wrong. Again, they're using consciousness-assisted technology on crafts. They're at a level to where we, even behind the public face, have great AI on some of our ships. The thing is that we need a balance, but I just wanted to bring that up because it is concerning, because people are throwing logic out the window, just like a lot of people will pick up their phone and use Siri or Alexa, and they're getting lazy. This gets us to be a lazy civilization. And as the masters speak about, whether it's with Shaolin, whether it's with karate and what have you, and yoga, we need to be in the body, and we need to move the body, and we need to do it a lot every day. And people are becoming, we could say, armchair researchers or armchair slugs without doing anything. And that is a huge concern because it's drawing us out of being in the mind, body, spirit balance, and it's getting us in the mind. And I actually believe, and got some intel, that even the phones are now reading our minds, which, yeah, there is an algorithm seeing what you're browsing, but the frequencies in the phone, how many people have thought about something, not even spoken it, not even researched it, and next it's on their phone?
I've seen
It's
that.
just
Yeah, I've
amazing.
seen that. And I've seen a lot of things that kind of freak me out. And I kind of stay away from AI. I don't really mess with it. I've heard a lot of things about it. And I've heard people getting really kind of freaked out. And it takes you out of the heart. You know, you're not in the
Yeah.
heart, just in the mind, and you're becoming, you know, it's another form of social engineering. But I think it does have its place, you know, in an advanced civilization. It does have its place, but it's like the mind being a great slave but a terrible master, because the heart and your God connection is supposed to be the master. It's the same thing. It's a great slave, but don't let it be your master. And that's what people are doing. They're turning their power way to it for everything. And God knows, I mean, I used to see things about me written about me, and they're so crazy off, you know, on Wikipedia and all these other things. And I got in trouble one time because they said I was channeling Ramtha and all these other things, and they came after me saying, "We have a patent on that." And I go, "I never said any of that, you know." And then I'd have people, I go, "Where's this coming from? Who is writing these things?" Anyway, so I had to get that all changed out. But excuse me, like you were saying, you know, it's, you know, I think it has its place, but you know, we have to be wary of it and keep an eye on it.
Oh, 100%. Like, a lot of these ships are actually, what people don't know in some cases, the AI is the extension of sometimes the pilot's consciousness, or the crafts are grown from the pilot itself, their DNA. So there is a huge leap in science that people don't understand here. But the great thing is, yes, there are the med beds and this, that, the other, and they're stepping stones. But once you get into the ascension body, all that's obsolete.
Yeah, because
All that's obsolete.
I'm getting downloads and healings here where I'm just getting hammered by all these other things, and then the other energies are coming in because I'm doing my meditation practices, and you know, I'm focusing on, like, I've always been whole and healthy and doing my walks and things like that, and repatterning my DNA with the divine blueprint, you know, my whole and healthy perfect cell. And I'm doing that on a regular basis, and I'm pulling out of all these attacks and all these other things that are going on. But eventually, you know, you won't need a med bed. You know, you can just do it through spiritual practices and things like that, which is really where we need to get to.
But you're a great example, and I don't want to do you out here, because most people don't know that you're in your 70s. So many people have got no idea, and that's a testament to the inner work, to your diet, to your health, your lifestyle, which I know we've hanged out quite a lot. Usually we've had, you know, some 3 month stays with each other, or, you know, a few weeks here and there. And that's a testament to you as a teacher, as a master teacher, I must say, over the years of discipline and being of service to humanity. You do what you say, and that's in your age and in your health and how active you still are. You're still out there picking up the chainsaw and you're doing this, you're doing that. Most people just couldn't do that in your situation. So it's putting into practice what we do preach, and that is a big thing. And I think the more that we can be open to learning from each other, hearing other perspectives in that, and listening to those that have gone through it, for example, me listening to you quite a lot, learning different things and learning different perspectives, but still having to go through it myself. That's, you know, self-mastery in and of itself, learning patience, seeing other perspectives. And I think we need to do that not just individually, but also collectively.
Yeah, I think the best anti-aging pill you can get is meditation, basically. and proper meditation. Now, I had one of my teachers was a woman, and I couldn't believe, you know, she was in her late 60s, and, you know, everybody thought she was like 40 or something like that. And beautiful woman. And, you know, she was she smoked too and everything else, but her frequencies was so high that it didn't affect her. It didn't enter the body. And now they're finding out nicotine actually blocks a lot of these viruses going around and all these other things.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's a major part of the shielding and healing yourself. I mean, don't get the cigarettes with all the chemicals in them. It's got to be natural tobacco. But anyway, but the, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. You get to a certain frequency and anything negative just doesn't enter the cell. It doesn't come in because all the things that harm you usually are of a lower frequency, and they don't affect you. It's why you can walk on fire, you know, and do all these other things, because you've risen outside of that frequency. And there's all kinds of cities that come with that, that a lot of people experience. You know, I was trying to think, there's something else I wanted to cover right now, but I know it's really interesting with some of these whistleblowers right now are saying, you know what, they're saying we missed the mark. And these entities are very, very spiritual. They're very high frequency beings. They're very advanced. And they're starting to talk about that they're saying that we're not even engaging that. We're going about it all wrong. And that's what we've been talking about since the beginning of time, basically. And it's finally now, they're finally getting to that point. And as I said before, eventually that's where it's all going to end up. And it's going to end up in our world, you know, the world that we live in. But have you noticed that lately? I noticed there's a lot of the people are starting.
Yeah.
They're just bored with this failed disclosure thing and nonsense is going
on. 100%. And look, it is frustrating for me a little bit, because there's a lot going on behind the scenes that I'm aware of and I've told you that I just can't speak about. But what we are seeing is a change. And this is why it's very important, which a lot of people don't know. Going back to even the paranormal days before I got known for this UFO stuff, I was already into self-mastery. And that's why even when I'm over there, 4th of July, plug for our event when I get over to the United States, doing a joint workshop with yourself, the main things I'll be covering is self-mastery, as well as going into rainbow body and Merkaba meditations, and then into the initiating contact perspective, because we need to have our stuff together as a civilization before stepping into that. And this is all about, as John Vivanco, our friend, once said, when you are in a lower frequency, if you're trying to connect with these higher dimensional intelligences, you might as well be throwing a brick at them, because it's just not adaptable. And that's why with the self-mastery techniques and even in sky watching, what I do is a process where regularly I bring people back to heart breathing. It's pretty much similar to heart math, because when you're bringing yourself back to the heart and then you're going into observation mode, telling some jokes and having a laugh, you're keeping that energy congruent for that contact. And we can't get it twisted and think everything's dark either. Like people at the Pentagon and others are saying, oh, this is demonic. Well, it's like, well, if there's demons, there's angels. And I know for a fact what I'm talking about. Otherwise, why are a lot of, I won't say who, coming to me and asking me my perspective? Why would they be coming to me if I don't know anything? Or in the past, have they tried connecting with you? And what? Why would they do that if there's nothing there for them to find out? It's because they know it's happening. It's just not being controlled, manipulated by a cabal behind them that really, in a lot of cases, is blackballing their own people. In your case, the Senate and the Congress from even knowing that this has been a reality actually forever, not since Roswell. It goes beyond Roswell.
Yeah, I sent the self-mastery class and ambassador training class to some of the key people that are working with this. So they're going to have a real eye opener. And I know they've seen it, because some of the questions that they're asking they're saying, well, what about, to go, are some of these things, some of these beings very spiritually advanced? You know, they're starting to ask the right questions.
Questions. Yeah.
And so, you know, I always tell them, you know, go to eSETI TV, you know, or go and get the self-mastery classes are on there. And if you really want to know what's going on, because we cover the whole spectrum, you know, we go from the darkest entities to the lightest entities, and who's who in the universe, and how to maintain your frequencies and heal unseen negative influences and everything. So, and you know, we, you know, it's, God, lately, it's crazy. I mean, I go out at night and all of a sudden, like, boom, massive ship just right overhead. And then another one, then another one. Everybody's going, that's a space station. I go, there aren't five space stations in 2 minutes. I'm sorry, that it doesn't work that way. Going in the wrong direction. The space stations usually come from the west and they finish off in the east, you know, northeast usually. And they kind of move a little bit, but when they're over the area, but the, it's funny. I was watching a bunch of old films that I did in interviews, one with Sean Hannity and things like that. And they bring these NASA guys on, and here's this ship landing on the mountain, morphing into four, and the door opening, ship coming out of the door. And they see that and they go, oh, well, that's a satellite. You know, there's a lot of satellites up there and they're easy to be confused. And I go, it's on the mountain. You know, it's landed on the mountain and morphing into 3 to 4 ships. Like, how does that fit into your satellite theory? And people go, oh, okay. The NASA guy gave an explanation, so that's okay. And they don't use their mind, you know, they don't use discernment, and they don't go, you know, they don't go, wait a second, that's on the mountain. That's bullshit what he's saying, you know? And then I went out on Hannity and I said, look, we have J Tracker and we have Heavens Above. I don't think J Tracker is available anymore, but and I said, according to their data, these are not satellites. These are unknowns. They're unidentified objects up there, and so for this guy to say that's a satellite, he's not even looking at his own data. He's not looking at the timestamp, you know, where this was. You know, it's like, what kind of scientist is that? It's like a drugstore scientists or something, like,
yeah. Well, it's good you bring that up. There was a news appearance I did in 2010 where you can actually see this footage. It's in the documentaries, but I point at this orb and it shoots off, and this guy was an astronomer trying to say that it was Venus. Now, I don't know if I can do it. I might be able to get the setup there. It just depends when I come to the States. But what people are unaware of, I get a lot of daytime stuff. I get a lot of stuff in the house, off the ground. With the events, which is very, like, this is showing a huge shift in human consciousness. Now, I could be in Melbourne. We have 100 people and we're getting crafts for all daylight in a city. I can be out in the country and the same thing's occurring. You mentioned it at the start, we've got orbs and beings that are appearing, I say, about 30 feet, which is about 10 meters from the group now. Usually it's about 150 meters just off the ground. So there's a lot of footage of this that people can see. But the fact that they're coming, how close they are when I'm usually hanging out with you or John or someone else, where they're actually walking through the room or they're appearing to telepathically connecting with us, for them to be doing this with the public now, that shows that there's a huge leap going on because they're getting extremely close, which isn't nothing new for me or you, but when you've got a public event, well, that's pretty new. And what I'm using is an app called Night Sky, which seems to be the most accurate thing on the iPhone that I sit above the Sony A7S II camera. And when you move the camera, you can actually see what satellites are up there. Now, I've been informed that if not everything that we know of is now on those satellite trackers, and this was the reasoning that was given to me, was that even military that are using surveillance or what have you, or Department of Defenses or whatever, they're putting the payload in the rockets that are sending up other payloads, and they're just putting it under a name for something else, which could be like surveillance satellite, or it could be, you know, looking at rainforests and seeing the development, and it seems to be targeting, you know, that type of thing. I'm just throwing examples out there. I can't remember the exact terminology, but that's the sort of gist that was given to me that I'm trying to relay here. So that,
or they have a number. They just have a number on it. It'll say G176, and you have no idea what that is. All you know is it's a satellite. Yeah.
So they're putting those payloads up. I know that the defense ones seem to do more of a, it's like a shape of an eye around the Earth, where the normal ones will either be stationary or they're going perfectly circular motion around the planet. People treat us like we're dumb, James, and they don't realize that we know what iridium flares are. We know what satellites are. We know what the space station is. We know what, you know, a lot of natural phenomena that can be dust particles, bugs, all those sorts of things. We're aware of all that, and it's not to belittle people, but when you're at this how long we are and people don't either do their research or listen to us, you know, it can be a bit frustrating on a few fronts when you're trying to say, look, if I've got to go through this, it's going to take quite a while for you to understand that I'm actually in contact. I'm not theorizing a lot of this. Where I am theorizing, I'll say it, but we've done that many years that we've had to learn the reins of the research ourselves to understand natural phenomena, satellites and what have you. So, but satellite trackers, I say to people most times, they've got the space events, space weather on there. They've got the planets, the stars, the satellites, the whole kit. So you might as well download that if you're not sure what's what. And that can sure help discount probably 95% of what you're actually seeing.
Yeah, I just got a text from Jason, the producer, and he said that we're getting heavily attacked. You know, both of our feeds are getting heavily attacked. So, I mean, that comes with the territory.
Yeah.
You know, if you're over the target, you know, you're going to get flack, you know, but, you know, hopefully, just bear with us. If you get little glitches in this thing, folks, it's what happens. You know,
we've had the really powers going out, the phones going off. You've had the computer situation going on. I've had volunteers that work with me here. They've had the same thing at the same time happening to them, and I'm off grid. We've been getting EMP pulsed. So devices are resetting. And again, I'm off grid with a 14 kilowatt system. And there's a lot of crazy.
Yeah, they have there's a lot of videos coming out now where they say that everybody is a targeted individual. You know, they've got a pulse on everybody. And and so if they want, and so basically all you can do is learn how to shield, you know, how to shield yourself and take precautions. But they have that technology. And I think all that technology is going to go down. What I heard is a lot of this oppressive frequency targeting, all these things are about ready to just collapse in on themselves. And I was told by a master a long time ago, they said, when that frequency lifts, that it's a global suppressive frequency. When that lifts, everybody's just going to have this real, like, aha, this elation feeling, and they're not going to know where it came from. And it's because that's all gone down. It's been taken down. And then everything's going to move really fast after that. You know, the Great Awakening, the Enlightenment, the Ascension process is going to go tenfold. And they also told me this time folding that they're doing, it's like it's coming from the source itself, and the Palladians are orchestrating it. It's a cosmic event, but almost every 5 days, and today as we speak, this is Thursday, they're folding time right now. And it usually starts in the afternoon, like right afternoon. And they said every time they do one of these time folds, universal law is getting anchored in, and we're skipping a lot of really negative stuff that they had planned for us. and they're fast tracking us into enlightenment. So if they keep up this process, I think we're going to be having major contact this year. It's not going to be pushed out. You know, it's at one time it was like maybe 2050 it's going to happen, but now I'm seeing, you know, with the events that are happening, the time folds and everything else, I think it's going to happen much quicker.
Well, as I said, like, people are getting it up close and personal here now. And yeah, of course, it's been like that at the sanctuary for years, but like over at your place in East City, look, there is things as well where I know people have been, as crazy as it sounds, they've been assassinated, killed, and then in a time sort of shift, they're re-put back. You've got scalar technologies and other technologies that are hitting people as well. But this frequency shift makes all that inert. This shift is what I'm bringing it back to with the messages that I've been getting as well from the Elohim, is that we need to do this ourselves, that we can't focus on all this stuff in the outer world. We focus within and we be the best version of us. That's got like a 100 monkey scenario that enough people do it, that's going to shift things overnight. But they're trying a lot. I think I remember telling you a while back, I had to get a whole new internet set up because when I spoke to their specialist, which they had to get me somehow connected with in New York, not in Australia, there was 38 devices plugged into the back end of my computer, which they said, like, basically, I said, if that was governments or governments in the back end, would you be able to tell me? He goes, no, I couldn't. He was basically saying that's what's going on. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff we have to go through being who we are. It doesn't make us special. Yeah. It actually makes it a bit of a burden. But like I say, there's blessings in burden. So this shift, frequency shifts for all of us. This is for us to now bring it.
Not this recent computer crash, but the one before that, when I took it in, the guy told me, he said, you know, you have every agency and almost every country in your computer. and they went through my stuff like butter, you know. So I have a little better protection now, but I don't know. I think these quantum computers, if they want you, they're going to get you.
Oh, that's starting to get now to the quality of what's on the ships, but not there yet. It's advanced, and it's like look at how advanced an Atari was back in the 80s as a gaming console, and look at what we've got now. So we've still got, like, quantum, of course, it's going to do what it's going to do, but there's even more advanced than that. And like I say, the human body is probably the most advanced thing in this universe, let alone the consciousness that's operating it is able to crack anything, even quantum computing. It's just
we can go to the 11th dimension. They can't. you know we can we have the ability to bilocate to the 11th dimension. I mean, how many ships can do that? You know, it's like, this is such an awesome vessel, you know, if we just tune it up, you know, and get it functioning properly.
Well, you know, that's where it gets confusing, and I've been talking about this a bit, where we've got physical extraterrestrials, then you've got ultra-terrestrials, which could be, let's say, this planetary body, and they're on another frequency overlapping us. But other worlds have their own ultra-terrestrials, which to us would mean that they're extraterrestrial, but also ultra-terrestrial. And in most cases, they don't even need a ship. And then you've got angels that sure as anything don't need a ship as well. So this is where a lot of the contacts can be very overlaid, people not sure what's what. But it shows human potentiality. It shows what we've got potential to experience, and through self-mastery, that's the key to unlock it.
Yeah, somebody asked me that. They go, why are these ETs abducting people and stealing their DNA and doing all these hybrid programs? I go, we have the genes of the gods. You know, they're, a lot of it isn't active. They know how to activate it, but, you know, they want our DNA. You know, we have to have the name of God, like, in our DNA, and so we're not these, you know, if you want to believe your body and a personality, and if you want to be run by lamestream media, then that's what you are. That's by choice. But if you come to realize you're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum all the way back to the source, then that's your identity. And then the whole universe opens up to you. But we're so powerful, we can actually limit ourselves as just being a body and a personality. And we can choose to have CNN tell us what to think, you know, if that's what we want to do. And there's a lot of people out there doing it, you know, the muggle world. I call it. But it's, you know, it's some of these people, I meet them and I go, I don't even know where to start. I don't, you know, they'll make statements. Well, this is it, said this and this. And I go, wow, you know, okay. I go, you have fun with that. You know, it's like, I didn't even know where to start with them, you know, and then I'll just throw a couple zingers out and I see their eyes gloss over. And I have fun with that too. When I was in Hawaii, I went to a friend's house and there's a guy there. And I started, you know, he goes, well, who are you? You know? And I said, I'm just James, you know, like this. And then, so I started talking to him and all of a sudden I just started saying all this stuff. And it was funny. And I walked away and the guy was very materialistic, heavy duty materialistic. And I just watched his eyes glass over and he walked out almost in a stupor outside to the deck. And he goes, who is that guy? You know? And he goes, my head's fried, you know? And Baba G told me, don't water seedlings with a fire hose, you know, but every once in a while, they need a shake up. You know, these guys need they need the big shovel to plant the deep seed, you know, there's something, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good analogy. I like that one. That's Bubba G all over.
And people go, aren't you afraid these guys are going to think you're nuts? And I said, no, I don't care. I said, I don't care what they think. And that's where we all have to be. We have to be our authentic self and not need any acceptance and approval outside of ourselves. And that's when you're really in touch with your power. But we're going to be hammered. Trust me, you know, the more you become authentic and be in touch with your authentic self, the more you're going to get hammered, you know, by the inauthentic and the people, you know, you're going to piss off their demons, you know, and bring them out, you know, so just be prepared. That's kind of the way of the universe.
The more you elevate, you're going to equal that same resistance and encounter it. But as long as you stay in the heart, there's fruit to be gleaned from that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, people say, I don't know, I'm not trying to brag, but a lot of people have said, you know, you're a cross between Jesus, Santa Claus, and an imp. You know, and I said, and I go, I'll take the imp. You know, I'd much rather be the imp. You know, they're much easier shoes to walk in. You know, don't project the other stuff on me. You know, and as far as Santa Claus, you know, I'm not here to take care of everybody. It doesn't work that way. We need to take care of ourselves.
No, you've been doing a good job for years, and I know we're getting short on time as well. But there is a lot that people can go to both of our websites and find, you know, a lot of clearing techniques, meditations. And again, that's for everyone. And you say it all the time, you know, it's like there's no membership. There's a free newsletter, which I've got as well. And just it really comes down to being consistent with the clearings, even swapping the clearings up a little bit if you feel that it's not as effective. But sometimes it could even be negative influences giving you those thoughts and ideas and pushing through those things. But you know, there's a lot of tips and tools you've got out there that you've had for years as well as myself. And that's the thing is that people just need to find what works for them. But it's discipline. It's routine and discipline. And as you say, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. It's very, very simple. But again, it's coming down to the discipline with it.
I think right now, too, both of us are in the same position. We're both kind of going, holy crap, are we going to make it? You know, are we going to make it through this? Because I know myself, man, I've been debanked, demonetized, everything, and had every agent, you know, local, state, and federal coming at, you know, hassling. It's just crazy. And so we could all use a little help, you know, if not just with expertise, some funding, some, you know, to keep the doors open. I know you're in the same position. So, you know, if anybody wants to help make a donation, it'd be great right now to get us through these times. And we're going to be opening pretty soon. So, but it's, you know, it costs a lot to run these centers, you know, and keep the doors open. People have no idea how much time and effort it takes to keep the lights on, basically.
Oh, it's, for me, it's like 18 hour days. It's everything that I've got. But at the same time, you know, to do things like this and to have this for the public, these things aren't easy in terms of to be done. There's people that don't want these things out there, and these things are for the people, not for ourselves. And it is a lot of work. So I'll just say now, like, your support, everyone that's, you know, had email words of encouragement to me, the gifts, the donations, everything is very much appreciated by James and myself, because people, I think, what we don't talk about that goes on behind the scenes, people would have, they'd almost have a heart attack if they knew what we've gone through, if they were close to us. Yeah, with the type of stuff that does go down. So it's a lot that we go through, but hey, it's not for us, and it's sort of like I say, the first thing I do every day is I ask God, how can I be a vehicle for it to work through and assist others? And when you do that, this is the type of stuff you end up doing. And that's why I say, be careful what you ask and what you wish for, because the fruit in it is great, meaning the knowledge and the wisdom, but the trials and tribulations and the self-mastery to achieve that is heightened more than what it could be in other scenarios. But like I say, there's blessings and burdens.
Yeah, people go, yeah, I want to be like Peter. I want to be like James. I say, no, you don't. You have no idea what we go through, you know? So, but anyway, it comes with self-mastery. You've got to stay on top of it. I know you're coming out. I know I need to, to also let people know that you're coming out on the 4th of July weekend. We're having a big event, and probably have a few Skywatches in between as well. And we also have some other events. So go to the website, go to eastcity.org, and all the events are scheduled there. We have a gardening and gathering workshop coming up too. So it's all on the website, and we'll put some links in, after the show, but to let people know upcoming events. But anyway, we're out of time. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. And I can't wait to see you here on the 4th.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And thank you. It's always good to be doing something like this with you, and I can't wait to hang out. And anybody interested in any events here in Australia, just go to Jaya Sanctuary or eastcityaustralia.org. Or yeah, Peter Maxwell Slattery, and they can see the events going up until December as well. But James, your support, your friendship, your guidance and all that is appreciated like always. And it'll be some fun times happening when I get over the other end of the pond. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, a little heads up. Every time Peter and I get together, the skies get crazy. So if you really want to see a UFO, you're going to see a lot of them. So anyway, have a great evening, folks. We're out of time. And keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and watch the skies. They're getting busy. Anyway, good night, and thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Mike. Blessings.
All right.
Join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastery, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.